Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today. Thanksgiving is coming. Football, food, and fun.
And it's a lot of work.
Not this year. Black Bear Diner will be open, and we can let them do the cooking. Head over for the patio dining or order online to bring it to your own cave. Choose from traditional holiday entrees with all the fixings or grab a holiday family meal to go and feed up to four people. Pre-order at blackbeardiner.com or from your favorite delivery service. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Full menu of Black Bear favorites also available.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Frankly, I found it shocking.
And we were, and so my was 8 at the time, now 9 year old, wanted to get some sort of reptile for his birthday, which was December 23rd. And I think this just popped into his head when we were at the pet store. And we were at the pet store just like randomly. We went to Jamba Juice, and there's the pet store next door. Hey, let's walk in and walk around. And he saw some reptiles and thought, oh, that's cool. And originally, we were talking about a chameleon. Or an iguana, some of the bigger, cooler things, but
Komodo dragon was mentioned
at least once. Exactly, a T-Rex.
Yes. Crocodile.
It turned out a babysitter that he adores, she grew up with a gecko and really liked geckos and did a little research. And like chameleons and some of those other ones are pretty mean and bite and or don't care about people. And geckos, for some reason, kind of actually bond with people, and they're gentle. So we went down the gecko route.
And they're excellent insurance salesmen.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So I did a little research, found out a store that was good for it, went to the place that's all about selling various kind of reptiles, and everybody who worked there was straight out of if you were going to make a sitcom about people who work at a reptile store.
Nice.
The black jeans... You know, black T-shirt.
Pale skin.
Facial hair, the piercings, just, I mean, everything, the way they talked. It was just very, very nice. Couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more helpful. I mean, like, I wish every store I went to had employees as knowledgeable and caring about what they're selling.
Well, they're enthusiasts, right?
I had one of those deals we were always mocking where I was looking, I got to get a new TV. I figured out that what I was going to try to get for Christmas wouldn't work on my old dumb TV. I got no choice. I got to get a new TV now. So I go in and I'm asking a person some questions about the TV. Friggin' obvious, like within 30 seconds, this person knows less than I do. And I've been thinking about this for a total of 5 minutes. This person knows less than I do about this TV.
Right.
Who's explaining to me the various things.
Read the tag to you.
Reading the tag to me. God dang it. Kids out there. You know, I ran into this a lot during the break. Maybe I'm thinking about it because my kids are getting older. And, you know, they're going to be heading into the workforce soon, and I want them to be successful. There's just, you run into young people, I think, you're going to be fine, you're going to struggle. You try at all at your job. It's not that hard. You work in the electronics department. When you're standing around, pick up one of the brochures and learn a little something about the freaking TVs.
Mm.
Or Google that once at home. Know something about the products you sell.
I'm not working at home.
Seriously.
Come on, old man.
Try to separate yourself a little bit from the other people you work with so that you can move up.
You're supposed to research it on the internet, then come in here and buy it, old guy. All right?
That's fine. Flounder if you want.
Google it.
But I know what I'm teaching my kids.
Stupid.
Anyway, so I was at the reptile store, and these people, like, super knowledgeable, knew everything about what they were doing. I'll bet they get paid a real wage. Or, as my wife said, they're super into reptiles. Where else are they going to work? I don't know.
And
they
probably flip them a salamander once a month just for the effort.
Maybe they get free crickets. Because it turns out you got to have live crickets for a gecko. They'll only eat live crickets. The snobs, they won't eat them when they're dead.
You know, when Caitlin, my eldest, was young and, you know, we finally figured out she's on the autism spectrum, but it was a little tough to connect with her. And one thing we always used to love to do together was go to the pet store and look at tarantulas. She's really into tarantulas. And I can't remember why we didn't get her a tarantula. I don't know if she even wanted one. I think she just liked to look at them and read about them and see them on the internet. But I'm not sure if Judy put the kibosh on it or if we just never even tried. But, yeah, she loved that. I wish we had. Got her, like, half a dozen different kinds.
And my son got so into this idea of getting a gecko. I mean, he was just thrilled about it. So we ended up going to the store and picking one out.
Before we moved on to that, where does tarantula guy stand, like, next to snake guy?
Pretty similar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, virtually interchangeable.
Yeah, about the same.
Yeah, okay.
They hang regularly.
Sorry, go on.
So I called around to various places to try to find a cat. This was $90. I want to spend $90 on a gecko. I mean, we went through a few pets where... And the infatuation with having the pet dies almost as quickly as the pet. In terms of hamsters and guinea pigs and such.
It's a race to the grave between the pet and the love of the pet. That's hurtful, but true.
What will last longer, their interest in having fancy rats or the rat? And we've gone through a number of those, so I didn't want to really spend too much money on this. And they know what they're doing. I mean, it is true, but they got to sell you the tank and the water and the thing. And the next thing you know, you've spent $250 freaking dollars.
Got to have a heater. Got to keep a consistent temperature.
Yeah. But so I called around to one place, and they had a $20 gecko. And I thought, why are the other geckos $90 and this one's $20? And this one was a little gimpy. It had a gimpy leg. He said, it's fine. It's just, for whatever reason, it's got one leg that doesn't quite work right, and it walks a little funny. And I told my son that, and he found that endearing. He liked the idea of the kind of gimpy little gecko.
Yeah, I could see that. Where a kid would think, yeah, that's the one I want to take care of. Sure. Compassionate boy. Spirit.
Gecky is his name. Gecky the gecko.
That sounds about right.
So we got the $20 gecko and all the stuff. And he's been into it. He's stayed with this longer than any of the other pets. It's only been 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. But he's really into it. And you have to start slowly with a reptile. I don't know how reptiles bond with people at all, given their brains. But...
you're warm.
They said, well, it seems pretty clear that Gecky knows Henry from the rest of us.
Okay. Huh.
And likes Henry and is kind of standoffish with us.
They got like a secret handshake or something? Or?
They talk at night.
Or it might be the classic, and every pet owner falls for this. You're the one who feeds it.
Yeah. Which I use as a power play with Baxter. Every night I remind him who's boss. He has to sit. I put the food in his bowl. I put the food in his toy because he gets half in the toy, so he has to work at it and the rest of it.
You hump him?
Put it over there. I lift up his tail. I hump him. No, you sicko. No.
I'm dominant here.
And
I'm the alpha.
See, I do this all so I don't have to hump him.
That's sure a lot faster.
And finally, I give him his release, and he goes for the bowl. It's good. It's a reminder. Who's in charge? Huh?
But
do the same with my kids. Sit. Even now they're adults. Sit.
You got to roll over before you're going to get the sandwich.
Happy Thanksgiving, kids. Sit.
So you got to start really slow with the reptile for some reason and let them get used to you. And they come out of their little fake rock castle thing a little bit. And pretty soon they're coming out more often. And that has happened. And then over the weekend, Henry came to me. He said, I think Gecky and I have bonded. He came out and he stared at me for a really long time. I think we've bonded now.
With those gecko eyes.
Yeah, so he gets to take him out every night.
In two directions. Do they do that, or is that just chameleons? I'm sorry. So now he takes him out, though?
I haven't really looked at the eyes to figure out if they can look in different directions. Mm. I'll give him a good look.
But so now he's coming out of the cage?
Yeah, and he puts him on his arm, and Gecky walks up his arm and kind of stands there for a while and then walks back down his arm. They do that for a few minutes and then put him back in the cage and give him his crickets. Watching him eat the live crickets is a little exciting. We all enjoy that.
Yeah.
You got to put this, like, vitamin dust on the crickets so they're getting all their, you know, vitamins and minerals.
Geckos in the wild don't have vitamin dust.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, but they have other stuff.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't buy it for $20 a bottle or whatever.
There could be that. Yeah, that could be a factor.
I think Gecky would be fine without vitamin dust, but whatever.
You'd hate to have him croak it.
Have you brainstormed on catching your own crickets, setting up some sort of cricket trap in your yard or something?
Somebody did send a text today said here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to start breeding your own crickets because you can't be stopping at the pet store twice a week for live crickets, which already is, it's not a huge deal, but you do have to make a stop.
So you have a cricket ranch.
And they don't cost much, but they ain't free. Yeah, so but now so I got another thing I'm raising. I'm breeding crickets in a different sort of terrarium and heat and dust
and
everything.
Well, they get hungry, too, so you got to start breeding bed bugs.
And the bugs need mites.
Right. Oh, Lord.
They're getting down to some molecular level.
Gross.
You put the live cricket in there, and it's amazing. I can't imagine how delicate the hearing must be of a gecko that it can hear a cricket walking around in its cage.
Mm.
But it comes out immediately and starts turning around, I hear something. Runs over there, gobbles it up, the legs sticking out and squirreling around, and swallows it down, runs back in its rock. It only needs like two crickets a day to be full.
Are these crickets chirping, though, constantly, and then there's just silence as each
crying out,
eaten?
Begging for life?
These crickets, it's got the little top hat and the cane, like Jiminy Cricket.
That's disturbing.
These crickets don't seem to make any noise. They're like tan-colored? They don't look like any cricket ever.
Maybe they're just despairing because they were sold to be eaten and their spirits are crushed. Maybe that's why they don't squeak.
It does seem sort of weird to have a pet you feed other live beasts to.
That's the first time I've ever gotten used to the idea. You know what? I have not had one, I don't think.
A snake, don't you feed it like mice and rats? I couldn't do that. That's way too far up the sentient mammal scale.
Well, no, you don't want to come see my pet lion.
They're not supposed to be live, I think, though, because they can claw and scratch the snake or whatever.
Right, but because they're being killed.
Yes.
First, I got two big... Oh, mealworms. They'll also... A gecko will also eat mealworms, and I got ones that are too big, and she said, you can't get the big ones because they bite the gecko's eyes as they're being eaten.
Jesus.
To try to protect themselves.
Ah, my eye! Barbaric!
Doctor told me not to have mealworms bite it.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, I like this. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. Take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free.
With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie choices.
You can finally say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping.
HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to help you get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes.
Yeah, we've done this ourselves. Very impressed. Plus, by skipping the store, you save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with loved ones.
Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code Armstrong90 for $90 off, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale.
For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com, use the code Armstrong90 for $90 off. That's HelloFresh.com, code Armstrong90.
During HelloFresh's Black Friday sale.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now you can get 50% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 50% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 50% off and a free camera today.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo! Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Getty.
This is the best of
Armstrong and Getty.
For $1 million, could you drink a 12-pack of beer every day for a month without losing your job? Although, you know, I don't know. I don't know how likely that would be.
But. Well, I think that's thrown in there. And the question is, what would your strategy be? Because if you could answer, well, I would just drink all day at work, you know, a beer an hour and then a beer an hour at home and stuff. But surely somebody would discover that. So you got to hang on to your job.
I've known people who drank it at work for many, many years. Seemed to work out fine.
Yeah, granted. Granted.
I could have done that easily. I don't know about easy. Easy is overstating. But I could have done it. Especially
beers.
For $1 million. If I was going to make it, okay, this is my plan. You know, you're not just haphazardly kind of, you run into some people at the bar and say, hey, come on over. Planning it. I'm going to do it as early in the day as I can so I can get plenty of sleep and all that sort of stuff.
You know, I could cannonball a light beer. We probably got to stipulate what kind of beer it is. Can it be light beer in this scenario?
I'm picturing Coors Light, but whatever.
Well, it's a girl's beer.
Well, like the heavier stuff tends not to come in 12. I guess, no, you can get like 12 packs of bottles and stuff. Of some of the nicer things.
Okay, yeah. 12 packs of Budweiser, fine, but not 12 packs of Guinness. I'm not drinking 12 Guinness.
Nor anymore. Some sort of double IPA.
Right.
You know, you'd be so bloated. But I could cannonball a Budweiser in the morning.
I think. Well, I don't know. I don't know what other
little
people.
Eye opener.
I don't know what other people's drinking situations are like. But I think the volume of liquid would be a bigger problem for most people than the how intoxicated they get. But
yes,
that's a lot of liquid to take in.
Yes. For $1 million?
You get home from work 5:30 and you're going to go to bed at what time do normal people go to bed? 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, probably.
So you got 5-6 hours to spread that over? That wouldn't be that big a deal.
No, you'd be pretty buzzed up all the time in the evening. But
sweet. Sweet.
Yeah. Welcome to my lifestyle prior to this month.
Right, yeah, fine.
More or less.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and also they just say keep your job. You don't have to excel at it. You don't have to get promoted, right? You're not trying to win any sort of sales contest. I just have to not get fired. Right.
Well said.
Do enough to get by.
Well said. And coming from you, Sean, it's kind of funny. No offense. So
why would that take offense?
Here's a question for you. I'm kind of off the beer because I would get huge fat. But I do love my wine. What's the general? Is it a 5 ounce glass of wine?
It was four.
Is 4 ounce glass of wine,
yeah,
is
it's pretty small.
Same alcohol as a beer. Can somebody Google that real quick? Beer, wine, hard liquor equivalents. Because I know it's an ounce and a half of hard liquor generally,
which
right?
Which is hardly anything.
No, it's a light shot, trust me. You make me a Tanqueray and tonic with a single ounce and a half in there, I'm going to say, hey, you forgot the gin. So, anyway, but
12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, right. 1.5 ounces of distilled spirit.
So, I would have to have a dozen 5-ounce glasses of wine every night? Oh, babe, now I can relate. You'd be pretty drunk all evening, every night.
You'd have to be a drinker.
A dozen.
You'd have to be a drinker going into this. You couldn't, like, I don't really drink.
You'd have
but
to
I'm
be
gonna,
a hard drinker.
I'm going to do this to try to get $1 million.
Man, that's a lot of wine. Whew, that's a lot of wine. Yeah, you'd be drunk. But you get $1 million at the end of the month.
You know what happens to alcoholics regularly? People are there's belief that there's a physical something that happens with alcoholics along with mental and other stuff like that. But what generally happens to alcoholics is you generally for most of their drinking career, alcoholics can drink more than other people and they're just not as affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to a lot of alcoholics that leads to you can't drink anymore is something goes wrong with your gizmo, your meter goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're blasted drunk after 2. Sometimes you can drink 15 and you don't feel anything.
Oh, really?
Just the ability, it just like completely, and it becomes completely unpredictable.
I did not know that.
And that makes it a lot harder when for years, you know exactly where you were after 4 or 5 beers. I'm fine. I'm not going to get a fight. I'm not going to fall down. I'm not going to anything. But then all of a sudden that just goes out the window.
Wow.
And you just have no, it just it doesn't work anymore.
So there's
a system shot.
It's not necessarily a loss of tolerance because it's not every time, but there's just a randomness or.
Yeah. It's so unpredictable.
Your regulator just goes off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. And then there's the, well, I don't know. That's kind of a tangent. How about, have you talked to a doctor or anything about your caffeine thing? Because that discussion reminds me of you were one of the great coffee drinkers I've ever known. And now you just have a glass of caffeine and it's just too much caffeine, or a glass of coffee, rather.
I've had a half a cup of coffee today.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty jazzed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
of
a sudden.
I may have had too much. It happened overnight. It's like weird. I can't drink coffee anymore.
So I'm sorry. Back to my original question. You asked the doctor about that or anything? Or
I don't remember if I did or not. I think I did.
Sudden late life. Well, middle life. No offense.
and they gave
caffeine sensitivity transition syndrome.
Flailing at all of us.
Well,
Joe hits me with a late life. You're in late life. I am.
You're lazy. He's got a foot in the grave. Hey, Michael. I got some thoughts on you. Come in here. Sorry. No, but you're late in your coffee drinking life. All of a sudden.
It certainly happens with food, though. Like, you can eat a whole pizza and you don't gain weight and you don't feel sick. And then when you get older, you get fat and you feel awful. So
yeah. Or at least you have to make several visits, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't mean to your...
Do you mean...
He said it.
I think he does.
Listen, you're too talented to work blue.
I don't know that I am. I think I need the shock value.
How about if I stay this talented and work blue?
How about I do? Yeah, the double whammy.
Then it'll really make people laugh.
Mass appeal then.
Check out the great new swag like the new masks at armstrongandgetty.com.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burger and family man.
Carolers! That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 50% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 50% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 50% off and a free camera today.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is an encore broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, Dr. Patricia Bay. You're listening to the beautiful Native American flute music of Randy McGinnis. Native American flutist plays worldwide, has won extensive awards, and he's amazing. He has six CDs. They're all different. They're all beautiful. You can go to randymcginnis.com to listen to his music. And thank you, Randy, for letting us use your beautiful stuff on our show. We appreciate it. Okay, we're talking about COVID school closures and the emotional effects that it has on children. As a psychologist, I'm seeing a whole lot of suicide ideology, a lot of depression, loss, grief and loss in our children. And that's the thing by the end. I want to give you some coping skills for grief and loss in kids. All right, so one of the things I'm seeing is the young kids, like age 2 to 6, you have to remember that this is an age where children are learning to recognize facial expressions and pair that with social awareness. So when they look at somebody frowning or looking mean at them, they're learning to know that that means back away or something is wrong. When we are masking the entire population, including them, including their parents out in public, we are creating a deficit in this learning ability from 2 to 6-year-olds. That is not necessarily something that they're going to learn later. This is a real window of opportunity for kids to be learning this, and we don't want them to miss out on that. So in K through 3, they're learning a lot of social interaction, how to sit still, how to take turns, how to speak in front of other kids without being shy. And it's a real behavioral thing as well going on in that age group. So then we get up in the higher middle school ages, and we're helping children learn how to socially interact with each other. If you think about it, these are the years where you're not getting invited to birthday parties, and you're not my best friend, and I don't like you anymore. And these are all social structures that children are learning and how to cope. So then they get a little older. They're dealing in early junior high. They're dealing with budding sexuality, hormones, girls liking, you know, everybody liking each other and not liking each other in terms of you're my boyfriend, and it just drives you nuts when you hear sixth graders saying, well, she's going out with him. So they're pairing up a little bit. And then that even gets more in high school. So we have different socio behavioral things that are happening in these different age groups, and they're being stunted and changed, and the availability of kids growing up as we're used to is altering significantly. So, Mandy, you have a kindergartner and a second grader. Mm-hmm. What emotional issues are you seeing in them at home? Any changes or anything that's going on since you've been going through all this COVID stuff with them and all the mask stuff with them?
Well, right now they're actually doing really well, and that's, I think, because they are in school full-time, which is good. But I did notice that when we were distance learning, there was an event where I had taken my little one, who's the kindergartner, to the airport to pick up a nurse that was coming back from working on the ship that was in New York. Mm-hmm. And so it was the first time that my daughters had been separated from each other, and the little one kind of broke down crying at one point and was like, I miss Kate. And I just thought, this is strange. They normally wouldn't do that. They used mm-hmm. to be very comfortable being separated from each other. And that kind of was a yellow flag in my head that this wasn't maybe healthy for them.
The dependency on each other. You're right. I have one client whose second grader has been acting out a lot, and she's started lying, and she's really changing her behavior in a negative way. But she's around the tension of the household all the time, and she's not getting out, and she's not playing like she usually does. She's bored as all get out.
Yeah.
And so she's acting out.
I've talked to a lot of my friends, I've talked to lots of parents, actually, that either have kids in school or distance learning, and several of my friends and acquaintances have mentioned that when their children are doing distance learning, that their behavior changes, and they do act out more at home. One of my friends actually observed that in her kids and chose to put them back in school when she had originally wanted to keep them out. Mm-hmm. And then I have another parent whose school was closed and she had no option. And she went to her school every single day and told them about all the reasons why distance learning didn't work for their family that day. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things, was that her children were just acting out in ways that they never had before.
It changes the whole family dynamics and the whole parental-child relationship dynamic. So share with us a little bit of your research. You've had some pretty astounding facts that you've come up with. And I want to stress again that Mandy did this in a very non-biased nature. She was not just trying to prove her point, which I love. That's one of the reasons I asked her out here. So share with us some of the stuff you learned.
Well, I started digging into the research on schools and COVID and kids because at my kid's school, the topic of whether to go to full-time distance learning until the end of winter break came back up on the table. There were a lot of parents that were saying, this is really hard. We're having a lot of staff quarantining. We're having a lot of students quarantining. And the yo-yoing is getting really difficult logistically. So I started, to me, I just looked at it as a question in my head of, you know, our community spread has increased, right? Should we close schools to prevent the spread of COVID-19? So that was my question, and I went looking for the answer for it. And the research that I found, honestly, was overwhelmingly in support of the fact that schools are not driving transmission. That's true here in the United States. It's true around the world, and it's confirmed by study after study after study, and also from very credible sources. It's the statement that the WHO has said, the CDC has said, the European Center of Prevention for Disease. There was a large study that was done by Brown University that was here in the United States. It was over 47 states with 200,000 students, 63,000 staff that confirmed that schools are not transmitting COVID. And, in fact, consistently, and I actually called Shasta County Public Health, and I confirmed this, that this is mirrored in our county as well. Consistently, the school infection rate is significantly lower than the surrounding community. So right now, at Shasta County Public Health, as of 2 days ago, our community infection rate was almost 2%. It was like 1.99. And the school infection rate was 0.80. And they're seeing the same thing in New York and in lots of other areas. So I started digging into it for that reason, because I started thinking, if schools aren't driving transmission, and in fact might be even helping reduce transmission because they have all these mitigating procedures in place and these stable cohorts, then why would we close them to prevent the spread?
Yeah, at the sake of our children.
Yes,
we are sacrificing our kids. And some of it we see as politically based. There's a lot of COVID fear that is pushed. And then there are the teachers' unions, and I do not feel qualified to speak about the politics about that. But when we hear teachers' unions that want to add defunding the police and add curriculum that is one political party over another, all of a sudden it doesn't seem like it's about disease transmission anymore. It seems like it's about manipulation and bargaining and pushing personal agendas.
Right.
And that is at the sacrifice of the children. And as I'm a psychologist, you're a mom and you're doing this research, and I'm seeing kids actually get suicidal, go into depression, change who they are as individuals. It's harming families. It's destroying marriages. I'm seeing a huge emotional cost on families and marriages and children. And that's just in Shasta County. That's in one psychologist's private practice. And talking to some of my other therapeutic friends, people who deal in this profession, that's just in one county. Across the United States, we are seeing devastation to children. And I want to know how long we're going to let this happen to our kids. You shared with me something about the reading levels and the statistics that you're seeing in just your kids' school district alone. Can you share that? Because I think that's profound.
Yeah, so I observed the board meeting for my children's school a couple days ago, and one of the things that came up was the reading intervention program, and they showed the statistics. So they test the K through 3 students to see which students are below or very below grade level reading. And they compared the number of students in each of those grades to the number of students that they had last year. And it's almost doubled in every grade, the number of students that are below or very below in reading. And I think we all know kind of intrinsically that reading is key to helping children succeed in school long down the road. And even more frustratingly, the intervention program now is being affected by COVID and all of the restrictions that we now are facing at the school level. It's not as easy to get them the intervention help. It's not being able to be done in the same way that it was before, because it might require mixing cohorts and the resources are more limited. I just look at these problems and I think these are going to grow and compound. And if we don't do something to proactively and creatively find solutions now, it worries me that it's going to be irreparable for this cohort of children right now.
Yes, it's going to be like a COVID cohort of kids who are behind. How do we catch them up? And how do we're missing some critical learning periods for them, which is very important.
I should clarify that data was for the students that are in person full time right now. That only included a couple of kids that were doing distance learning. I'd love to see in comparison if the distance learning kids are about the same rate or whether it's different. I would honestly suspect that there are going to be more numbers of low and very below.
How could it not be? that this is overwhelming for families. When you get a busy mom with three or four kids of different grade levels who's trying to work from home and that trying to keep up on this Zoom learning stuff and the kids' homework and the busy work that is assigned to them. The busy work is, I hear, a big complaint about dumb busy work that just takes a huge amount of time. These moms are going crazy trying to do this. How can they sit and make sure that their first grader or their fifth grader is doing all their reading? Because it's like, you know, you've got four kids, you're four teachers, and you're working from home and you're trying to keep up on it. It's crazy. Well, and it's stressing people out.
And the thing that we need to remember as a society, too, is that every family has a different scenario. You know, some people may only have one student, and that may be easier to just help one student distant learn with one grade. When sure. you start adding families that have multiple students in multiple grades, it gets much, much harder. I have a friend that has toddler twins plus three other older children and has been trying to homeschool them through this.
Is she pulling her hair out?
Yes. She's struggling majorly. She said she is having constant breakdowns, and I'm sure I would be, too.
Yeah, the kids are probably having meltdowns, and she's probably in the bathroom with the door locked going, leave Mommy alone for a minute. I don't blame her. All right, we've got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about the research and the emotional impact, and by the end of the show, I want to give you some coping mechanisms. Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Go off at one time.
Well, the guy, that's when he wanted to get up, and he invented it. Uh-huh. Yell at him, not me.
So this actually was going on much more recent than I thought. A knocker-up, sometimes known as a knocker-upper, was a profession in Britain and Ireland that started and lasted.
I take that work, as long as I don't got to pay for the kid.
Wow, did you guys hear that?
Well into the Industrial Revolution, when alarm clocks were neither cheap nor reliable, and as late as 1952.
Expensive and unreliable, that's me. let's see.
So what have we learned
the
here?
French inventor Antoine Redier was the first to patent an adjustable mechanical alarm clock in 1847.
I'm going to have to ask my dad
There's
about
your
this.
Answer.
I don't think most people were doing that. And I do have one experience in my life when I was working nights mostly. I would go to bed, I would sleep roughly 8 hours, and I would just wake up on my own feeling great.
Mm.
And I'll bet that's what most people have done throughout history. Is they just went to bed so early, they woke up in the morning in plenty of time to be up.
Yeah,
for whatever
so.
They were going to do.
Yeah.
Well. And I'm sure that was much better for us than interrupting our sleep.
Or they just wait for their cock to wake them up. I'm sorry, rooster is the preferred term.
A knocker-upper would also use a snuffer-outer as a tool to rouse the sleeping.
Grim. A snuffer outer?
You put a pillow over their face, and then they really struggle for air. They're awake.
It was a candle snuffer.
Pick it up. Wake up!
That they would use to extinguish the street lamps back in the day, but it was a long pole, so they would tap on the windows.
I thought
with
those
that.
Were Knickerbockers.
No, that was the New York basketball team.
The best masks I've seen, and they say Armstrong and Getty on them. You can get one at armstrongandgetty.com.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task, so I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, how would you like a free 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin? Yes, you heard that right. A free 1/10 ounce 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin in a special presentation box. There's a catch, of course. You have to take out a qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover with Noble Gold. But if you've been thinking about keeping your savings and investments safe because you don't
don't know what'll happen with the election? Well, now's the time. Noble Gold has helped thousands of investors keep their retirement funds safe and sound. And they're the perfect match if you just want to talk about your options with no hard sell. There's a reason gold has been used for thousands of years. It works. When the going gets tough, the gold gets going. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get this special coin offer. But don't wait. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Again, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is an encore broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, and I am here with Amanda Nardo, mom, real estate agent, who's done a lot of research on this subject. We're talking about COVID and schools and school closures and the emotional impact on children and on families. So, you know, we've talked about kids having meltdowns, parents having meltdowns. Some parents are handling it better. You know, you picture of a family of two parents who are keeping their income. Mom's able to work at home and keep her job, and she has one kid who's very bright and cooperative. He or she doesn't have ADHD or dyslexia, or just isn't on the autistic spectrum, just like an average little kid who's cooperative, who sits down and does their homework, and mom directs, and it's actually been kind of a fun time for them to be interacting.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the norm. It is not what I'm hearing in my practice. It's not what people are walking around saying. Your friend with the toddler twins and three or four other kids.
Three other grades to teach at the same time.
Yeah, it's absolutely overwhelming. And then we add, I've got one family that the mom has autoimmune disorder that makes her extremely tired. And she used to be able to get the kids to school, do a couple things around the house, lay down and rest, get up and do a couple more things, lay down and rest to manage her autoimmune disorder, and then go get the kids from school at 3 o'clock and then kind of boost up a little bit to get some dinner and stuff. She is exhausted, and her autoimmune disorder is getting way worse. So the stress, the emotional impact, the educational deficits that are happening, the problem to marriages and family fighting and relationships between parent and children are all just kind of a tip of the iceberg. And you have to remember, these are only the people speaking up asking for help. When I'm seeing a whole lot of kids, like teenagers and 10-year-olds and little kids saying, I hate my life and I don't want to do this anymore, how about all the kids that don't get help or that can't afford help? It's one of the reasons I do my podcast. I turn this radio show into a podcast. There's one show I did on depression in children. That is a great resource for people to really listen to. But it's some free therapy for people that can't get into help and need some coping skills. So you had some more research that I wanted you to talk about younger children and transmission and all that. And can you speak to that research that you did?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I found that was again, just not disputed by all of the top authorities. I know for a fact I read it on the WHO website about schools and transmission. I'm pretty sure it was corroborated in several other places, is that children under 10, not only do they not get COVID as often, even when they're exposed to it, they also very rarely transmit it. They're almost like a viral dead end. They're not quite. They can transmit it, but it's very, very rare, especially compared to, you know, children that are 11 and older. And I actually also read something else that was interesting. This was on the New York Times website. They referenced a study, I think it was from Nature's website, that said that, you know, we've been really stumped at why are children spared? You know, they don't get it as much. If they do, it's very mild, and they're not really transmitting it. What's going on with that? And they said that basically the theory is that from what they found in this study, the coronaviruses that children are exposed to with other cold and flu viruses are actually in the same family as the novel coronavirus. And that exposure that they've had to those other colds and sicknesses is giving their immune system a boost. They basically are already prepared to have antibodies ready to fight off the novel coronavirus. So that helps them not get it. Mm-hmm. And it also helps them to fight it off quickly. And that's why we're potentially seeing so many more mild symptoms with them.
That makes absolute sense. Think every parent knows that when their kid starts preschool, they're going to get a whole bunch of colds, mm-hmm. right? By the time they're in kindergarten, they're going to get colds and the flu. And because all of a sudden they're exposed to things that they weren't when they were mostly at home. And so we all know that. And then the parents all get the cold that the kid comes home with.
Well, yeah. And that was another thing is that that led the researchers to question, are the families that live with
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.